Well, hello there, and welcome back to the Happy Healthy Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Christiana, and I'm here with this special guest today, and I'm going to let you introduce herself. I'm really excited for this conversation, so let's get started right away.
Hi, Christiane, and thank you so very much for having me on your podcast. This is a delight. My name is Amandine. I go by Amandine LRH. And I am a sound healer, meditation teacher, and Reiki master, and so many more modalities, I guess. It's interesting. There's not a tag, you know, for all the things yet in the world. But I use all my tools to basically help people connect to themselves, connect to their inner peace so that they can find the release and grow and heal from there.
You can hear from the accent. There is a little bit of French joy. Stay tuned. She's going to share a few tidbits of joy at the end of this episode here. But let's maybe get started right away. What do you feel is your superpower, Amandine?
I think my superpower is, that's going to be, well, I guess my voice, interestingly enough. It was something that it took me a long time to realize that it was that. But yeah, through my voice, I am able to help people travel, journey in the cheapest and the easiest, most convenient way to travel, the inward journey. I bring people from wherever, you know, stress or fear, whatever, you know, low vibration state. And together we cross, you know, the fields of our inner world to get to a place of empowerment, of peace, of release, of letting go, of just reconnecting with what it means to be a human and all the potential behind it. So yeah, the voice.
Oh, that's beautiful. Did you have any challenges in your life that led you to become who you are today? So what was the biggest challenge if you look back where you are today?
Yes, these challenges are definitely part of my journey. The main one, I think, was a lack of self-confidence. And everything that unfolds with lack of self-confidence, lack of self-esteem, putting my power basically in anyone with an opinion. And boy, are there a lot of people who have opinion about, you know, young women and what they should and shouldn't do in their life. And I just didn't have the keys to understand that the power is right in, you know, I was along with so many people more in a victim or passive state and making my decision based on that, based on, oh, do you think I can do this? Do you think I can do that? Oh, I cannot be a singer. Oh, I cannot do that. And, you know, and then you just try to find plan B, D, C, like going all the way, you know, through the alphabet, because I was unable to accept that I had the power to decide where I wanted to go. And it was in arm's reach if I was willing to do the work. And so, yeah, I think it was an incredible journey. And the reason also why I am doing the work that I'm doing today is that I know that there is a lot of people who lack self-confidence and will allow the world to walk over them before they realize, wait, the power is right here. It's not somewhere else. I don't need to seek anything outside of myself to know what I am supposed to do. And so, yeah, that was a beautiful awakening. And now looking back on past me, or even talking with friends who have known me, you know, that little girl, that young woman that I was before and know me today, they would tell you like it's day and night. That woman would never have it done, you know, move by herself to the US, never would have launched a company by herself, or even just thought that I was capable of doing that.
Well, that's beautiful. And we all resonate with, you know, times of low self-esteem or lacking self-confidence, really doubting decisions at times, to where you're like listening to all these voices around you, these naysayers, and getting really discouraged to keep going to the next steps.
Yes.
And sometimes the way that I look at this is that you nearly need to tell them, you're trying to shake me up with your no. Do you think that that's going to stop me? Nope, absolutely not. You know, I've been through way worse. And the only way that I look at this is that I know I can do this. And so I keep going. Because frequently the naysayers are just jealous that you are doing it and that maybe they are scared, maybe they are, bored that they can't do it themselves. And so they are essentially just letting you, them trying to make you feel bad, and which is too bad because if you think about your friends, those are not people you want to hang out with to begin with, right? And so that's frequently what we look around. We realize our environment has such an important role in pushing us forward, and that you need to build that armor and getting through all these naysayers and coming out stronger and really sharing your joy with the world.
And realizing that whatever people say to you is not about you. It's about whatever projection they are making onto you about themselves. And once we start to realize that, we're like, oh, you're just as clueless as I am. Why am I listening to your own traumas, basically? And when I finally realized that through my meditation practice, that was the main catalyst for me to face my lacks, me to face the my shadows, in sort of a way, bringing them to my face and like, oh, well, a shadow dissolve instantly when you put it in the light. And that's basically what happened. I was like, what? You've let yourself being diminished. You're looking back and you have some regrets because of this. No, life is, and makes you realize that life is so much more interesting and vibrant and full of beauty when you shine your true light. And you mentioned, yes, and that was totally what happened, jealousy. And I didn't have that kind of mentality to understand that it was jealousy because it was not in me. I was not jealous of others. If anything, I would be encouraging or supportive before I was jealous of people. And so it took me a while to understand as I was, becoming a young woman, oh, I am surrounded by jealousy. No, instead I was like, you need to dim your light. You need to, hide yourself, basically. Put yourself in this tiny box, and you, yeah. And so it's very interesting, that you mentioned those words, because that's exactly what happened until you force yourself to go through the discomfort of asking yourself the right question, facing the actual struggles, and keeping in mind and having the faith that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I always say darkness is just the absence of light, right? So if there is a tunnel and you don't really know what your path is going to be, it just means that you need to shine your light in it and you need to keep going because, as you just said, there is going to be the light at the end. At the end, you're going to be so happy that you actually took that path, even though it was challenging when you went through it. So, who or what helped you to go through that tunnel or to overcome those challenges?
So when I moved to the US, there was a lot of little things that happened, moments where I would be not really meditating because I was not at a phase where I was meditating at that time, but I could feel, things, elements. My intuition was trying to tell me something. And I followed it for once and I felt the universe responding very positively to me taking that leap of faith. And I then moved to Oregon. I worked as the marketing director for a, climate change, to fight climate change in the state. And I helped pass three major legislations, which you would have told me, even a year before that I would be doing that, I would have been like, no, there's no way I can't even find a job in marketing, which is not even my main domain that I wanted to be in to begin with. And, that built up a little bit of confidence. But the thing that really nailed it was when my mission came to an end, 2 days later, we had COVID. And for a lot of people, I know it was a very hard time. For me, I am very thankful to say that it was an awakening moment. Thanks to all the time that we had, I started to learn to become a yoga teacher, a meditation teacher. I have had always been an intuitive healer, energy healer, so I wanted to get the credentials. So I became a Reiki master. And through all of that work, I finally came to sound healing. And Bringing the power of meditation, I was meditating about an hour a day for 2 years, really forced me to realize what we are as human beings, you know, the potential that we are a piece of the universe making the experience of itself. And once you start to realize, you know, to look at life from that, you know, perspective, you're like, wait, what are those shenanigans? What are those little, come on, woman. You know, honor being a human is what, you know, came transcending me. And I just started to forgive myself, forgive, you know, the classic, my mother, my father, you know, those we all have the and through that, you know, started to forgive the people that had hurt me. And I think that once I had, thanks to my teacher and those, you know, 1 hour a week, basically 1 hour a day meditation, I really was able to transcend all that noise and rise above and see that above the clouds there is the sun, and that, you know, that allows you to settle back in yourself and be like, okay, I'm just as good as anybody else. And that was, yeah, really the revelation for me.
I sometimes compare ourselves to the suitcase that when you look from the outside, it might look really fancy. It's like maybe even a designer suitcase. But when you open it up, there are all these personal things in there. Nobody likes to open up their suitcase at the airport for the world to look at. You're like, oh my gosh, this is so personal. Right? Especially if you're going through security. I never like opening it up and then, you know, all my stuff is in there. But that's really how we are. From the outside, it might look like a completely perfect life, but then when you open it up, we are made out of all our little experiences, all the little like the little upbringings that shaped us into who we are. And they might not all have been positive, and I hope they were not all positive because that would be really odd. You need those negative experiences to learn and to figure out that that was maybe not the way to do it. So I love that you are bringing up that you realized you can connect with yourself and you can help others with sound. So now let's maybe come to this point to where, how can we connect with you? How do you help others? Because now, of course, we are intrigued. You mentioned the sound, you mentioned your voice. How to the audience, how can we work with you?
So thank you for that question. I have a website. It's called amandinelrh.com. I also finally have a name for my business. It's called Harmonic Odyssey. So you can also visit harmonicodyssey.com. And there you have different modalities for anyone. If for busy minds that don't really have the time, as I quote, they have the time. I have like those self-paced courses. My signature one is chakra healing. It's a 10-day journey, a 15 to 20 minute a day, where I teach about the chakras, and we go on this guided meditation slash sound bath where I help you basically through visualization, breath work, mantra singing, and different little tools like this. I help people get back in alignment with themselves. I have other, you know, type of self-paced courses like this. I also offer one-on-ones. So if somebody is looking for one class time or for a longer program, you know, depending, everybody is different. So I usually like to engage a little bit prior to us doing the heavy work, but we create a tailored program for the person. And recently I started to, well, I do lives online for people who are wanting to just come and do you know, a reset once a week. I have sound guided sound baths. And also now I have intuitive singing classes where anybody, as long as you have vocal cords that make sound, can come in and find empowerment through our own voices. Yeah, I feel like I'm so thankful for, you know, the practice of meditation and the power of sound healing, that I want to help others feel empowered, understand that the power is here. And yes, you need maybe somebody to guide you on how to use all the tools related to breath, related to the voice, related to meditation. But once you have those tools, you've mentioned that before, it doesn't have to cost a lot. It's really about empowering people to have the tools that allow them to sustain a healthy practice day after day and feel aligned with themselves and the rest of the world.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing, Amandine. And for now, we hope that you stay tuned for the next episode, which is going to be another good one. talking with another amazing guest, and I can't reveal too much about it right now, but we really have enjoyed having Amandine here today, and thank you so much also to the audience. Maybe you share with us what was the most surprising or the most amazing thing you learned today, and I can't wait for the next episode. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Christiane. It was lovely.